Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Susan's gone off to London to interview a headhunter, but let's see if she's actually gone off to get another job, which I think could be the case. See if she does any more podcasting.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello, Sue.
So you're a headhunter, is that right?
Well, we don't tend to use the word headhunter.
Is that old-fashioned these days?
It is, really. It's a recruitment consultant.
Okay, and what do you do as a recruitment consultant then?
Well, most of my day is spent on the phone, contacting people to find out what their job situation is.
People, what kind of jobs do you specialise in?
So I am... We call ourselves experts. I specialise in architecture.
Okay. Right, so you have... So you're contacting architects.
Architects, architectural technicians, designers, assistants, all the scope of what architecture is.
And how do you know who to contact?
Well, the company that I work for actually has a database.
Okay.
So people who have previously signed up...
Okay, so they've already put their name down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, often we have their CVs already as well.
So they're happy to hear from you, that you're not cold calling.
They're not always happy to hear from me. Generally, though, the people that I ring, I'm lucky, they're very nice, very nice people. And it's not really cold calling, because if they've signed up to the agency already...
Well, I was going to say, they're up for it.
Yeah.
And so you call them, say, are you still looking for a new job in the market?
Yeah, well, there are some people that... we've not spoken to for ages. There are some people that I speak to regularly. And even if they're not looking, it's good for them to be in touch with an agency for when they might be. Yeah. And often, actually, there are people that, you know, you call up as a candidate and they've set their own business up.
Oh, so they're looking for themselves. Okay. Yeah. And so these people, the architects and architectural people, let's say, in their sphere, then you connect them with companies?
Yes, so I work in two ways. I have companies call up and say, hi, we're looking for a technician, let's say, and I aim to fill those jobs. I also market people out, so if somebody's looking for a new job, I can send their CV out to lots of different companies.
Right. Okay, so let's think about me. I'm an architect. Yeah. Let's imagine this situation. I'm an architect. And you call me and I say, yes, I'm still interested. So what would you do with me?
Well, first of all, I'd ask you to come in and meet with me so that I can assess how you come across in person, make sure that you are dressed.
Oh, so you give tips on...
Yes, I do interview techniques.
Oh, right, okay.
So my first tip always would be make sure you've got a good handshake. There's nothing worse than a bad handshake, because it's the first impression that you give somebody. Make sure you're engaged with your interviewer. And actually look the interviewer up on LinkedIn prior to the interview.
Okay.
You can see they're a real person, see what they've done. And it looks professional.
Right, so you need to know who you're dealing with, who you're speaking to. Yeah.
And also, I think it calms people down, because they realise that they're going to be interviewed by a person and not just this idea that they've...
Okay, it kind of puts a face on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And what about CV? Do you give advice on CV?
Yes, so we look at the CV, make sure that it's laid out properly.
And so, do people pay you for this?
Candidates don't.
Oh, okay.
It's actually illegal under the whatever.
Under the law. Yeah. Oh, really?
Law.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
But the clients, once we make a successful match, then they pay a fee to the company.
Oh, okay. So good. So you take a look at the CV. You give advice. And do people take your advice, or do they think they know better than you? Or
everybody's different.
Yeah.
It really depends on the person. But when I've sent someone for an interview before, didn't go too well, so I got them back in, went through interview techniques, and then the next time they went, they got the job.
Okay. And you mentioned LinkedIn.
Yes, LinkedIn is massive in recruitment now.
So do you recommend everybody should have a LinkedIn profile?
I genuinely think everybody should have a LinkedIn. It's, you know, it's a social network, but professionally. It allows people to endorse you, so other people say, yes, Sue is brilliant at the software that she uses, or is really good with clients, whatever it might be. And it just allows people to look at you and see that you're in their sector, isn't it?
And what kind of stuff do you put on LinkedIn?
So if you're talking for an architect, you'd have their technical skill set, so the software, design, etc. And if you were talking about the sort of softer skills, you can put client management, you can say they're good at negotiation, all those different types of things. But for anybody, it's just about, it's like an online CV.
So you, it's really interesting what you said though. So you have a one part for your technical skills and another one for your soft skills. And which one would you say is the most important? Are they equal?
It depends on what sector you're in. So for an architect, they need to know that you can use AutoCAD as a software. They need to know that. But then they also need to know if you can speak to clients.
And fit in with their company values, I suppose.
Exactly. And another really important thing for LinkedIn is make sure your picture's up to date. Have a professional headshot picture that people can see. This is somebody that I'd be interested in meeting.
Well, good. Well, thank you very much for that, Lucy. And we might come back to that when we have some more experience to talk
fantastic.
About.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.